One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak. With Samaria. Samaria. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Now think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Time for Rant Speak. With Prodigy in the background. This is a new Prodigy album. What is the Prodigy album called? Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. It is in the topic, Angelica Firestorm. If you check. I believe. Yeah, it is in the topic. Maybe I'll make it a bit more clear. There, double. Doubled up. Corpora actually put it up there as well. Repeat it over and over and over again. So, lots of stuff tonight. Let's turn down the music a little bit. Check, check, check. Good. It's at a good level. So I've actually only got an hour and a half tape on my VCR here. So the show is limited tonight to an hour and a half. Because I forgot to buy videotapes. Suxor. That is the big Suxor. So let's... we're only broadcasting on the 24K stream right now. Because we had problems last week on the stream to get out to you people. And it was chopping up. And we don't want that again. So we're just going on the 24K stream, which everyone can hear. And it's not really going to degrade anything because we're just talking here. Only voices. Not a big deal. So we wanted everyone to hear and not to be choppy, and I think we'll be okay this week. And, because I need to get my internet connection here fixed. And I pretty much guarantee it'll be fixed next week, because I had to do some troubleshooting here. So let's give Smokey a little call here, and bring him into the conversation. And hopefully he's got his volume all turned up nice and loud. Oh, I'm at the lowest volume for Winamp. This Prodigy album's really loud. I may have to turn it up. Off, I mean. Connecting to Smokehouse. Eventually. Sometime. Maybe. Oh, call failed. Reason unknown. Oh no, what the hell happened? How is a new Prodigy? I don't know, Purden. This is actually the first time I've listened to it. I get so many albums that... Oh, it takes forever to get through them all. Sim comps out. What the hell does that mean? I'm at Atlantic Bitch Slap. Oh, now it's actually ringing. That's a good
hello. Thing.
Smokey.
Oh. Are you the keymaster? I'm the gatekeeper.
Are you the gatekeeper? I am the keymaster. There's only Zool.
There is only Zool.
So, how
as we... As we work for the giant conglomerate that is Rant Radio.
Yeah, the giant multinational media conglomerate that is poised to take over the world as we know it, Rant.
Yes.
So are you all out of talking now that you did your 4-hour stint on another show? You backstabber, you traitor, you moonlighter?
Yeah, I'm a traitor. I only do this stuff all day long. I'm such a huge traitor sellout bastard.
Oh, I know. And you're totally spent, right? All out of ideas.
I'm pretty worn, actually. 4 hours is a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
That's a lot of talking. Did you listen to any of it?
Yeah, I actually had Ram Radio on for a good portion of tonight.
Did you hear me fucking wig out?
Yes, I did. It was funny. That was good.
Well, that's good.
Wigged out about Kevin Rose, right? And
that,
the broken.
That really does piss me off. It just does.
I know. Because I don't like him. Okay, well, don't watch it then. Watch something else.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with even Kevin. I mean, just hackers in general seem to be like that.
Very
They're
opinionated,
big, like,
eh?
Yeah, I'm more elite than you, and it's like, I don't care. I don't get what that is, and I had to wig out. It felt good.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Oh, it's good to get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, before we get into it too much, let's go through the IRC, because there's a lot of people in there. A lot of people talking. Everyone's excited. Pinion Blue, Red Maiden, Spyco, Angelica, Firestorm has returned once again to us.
Yes.
Long time no see.
And still won't send us pictures.
Yeah, she's very secretive about her appearance, I think. I don't know. We've never seen a picture of her anywhere at all.
We know she does cosplay, but we've never seen anything.
That's
which
right.
is really odd.
Usually girls that are into cosplay, some of them are very, very very hot. Because they're all
most
dressed up. And yeah, most of them, actually. But she just won't. She won't do it for us, I guess. It's upsetting.
Maybe if we... You know what it is, dude? We have to get her drunk.
Virtually drunk? Electronically drunk?
Somehow.
Order some e-drinks for her?
Something. That's about the only way it's going to happen. Gotta get her drunk. That's the only way.
She was saying, and I concur, that on that other... The other show, I can't remember what the name of it is, which one you're on. One of the ones with two names in it.
The Mark and Daryl show?
Mark and Daryl show. Yeah. But we have another one. There's another one with two names in it, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, there is another one.
I don't know. I'm just the program. Oh, Scott and Johnson.
Scott and Johnson. There you go. She was saying, she said in the IRC that you sound different on that show than you normally do on Rantspeak. Like, your voice sounds totally different. And
that's because I was on a telephone.
I think that was it.
And I was in a more relaxed position as well. I could lay in bed and do Mark and Daryl. Okay?
Because you don't have to be up and alert for that one. You can lay back and go to sleep, right?
I don't have to look at a format or anything. Mark just said, I need help doing the show. So I said, okay. I laid down and dialed the phone. So.
Yeah, but what's your other hand doing?
That's my business.
Yes.
It's mine.
Right.
It's mine. I'll do what I want with it.
Well, at least you're up and alert for this show. That's a good thing.
No, if I could do this show laying down, believe me, I would.
The least amount of effort possible, right?
I hate sitting in chairs. Anyone who knows me knows that.
Well, maybe
if I can rig up
your mouse and keyboard and a monitor right to your bed and like sit, prop yourself up with a pillow or something.
I don't think that would work, especially with monitors of the size that I have.
Oh, okay. Well, you can get a reduced one. All you need really is like the show format and IRC, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can hook up any more monitors. I've already got, counting the TV, I've got four. So I'm pushing it.
You get a laptop with wireless or something, right? You've got a wireless headset and a wireless microphone. You're set.
I don't have a wireless headset anymore. It broke.
Oh, you could get another one then.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get another one because these headphones I have are about to die.
Oh, no.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, I could get a laptop if I had money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If somebody wants to give me one, you know, that's awesome.
Laptops for the cripples.
It's equipment for the station, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of, yeah.
What else am I going to use it for?
True. I don't know. Some nefarious purpose that has nothing to do with the station. I don't know. Porn. Porn. That's what we're going to use it for. Porn. Bed porn.
No, I have... No. No, I don't need another computer just for porn. I have that covered.
Okay. Covered in what?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's continue on with the IRC. Angelica Firestorm, Jibcat,
right.
Sideslide is with us tonight, which is quite a treat. I went down with him to Burning Man 2003, and we were able to put up with each other. That was kind of cool.
Well, anybody that can put up with you for more than a day, I mean, deserves a medal.
That's right, a Purple Heart, in fact.
Because I've noticed that we can't put up with each other for more than 10 minutes at a time.
And that's why we do the show once a week.
Uh-huh.
Austin Wolfclaw... Spy Co., Kindling Boy, one of many, Prophet Purdon. Apparently he's joined up with some cultish thing, and I don't know, they've ordained him or something.
Okay. I'm not really paying attention. I'm just waiting for you to get done.
Infinite Eight, Red Maiden, Corporate Horror, Corp Horror, Desert Runner, Schizo, Zombie Morgan, K-16, AMIC. Lots of active people in the IRC tonight, which is excellent. And how you get
probably
in?
Probably three people listening.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They're all in the IRC talking about this, and no one is listening.
That's okay. They love us anyway, maybe.
Well, maybe.
There's a couple people listening.
Yeah.
I didn't need to raise the bar, though, to accommodate them, that's for sure.
Well, some might come in later. You know, that happens sometimes.
Could be. Disproportionate amount of people in the IRC for the number of people listening, let's say, okay?
I took some blame for the problems last week, and it's like, hey, it wasn't my fault.
No, it's totally on this end, not the servers, not Rant Radio. It's nothing to do with the Rant servers. It's my house. It's the connection between my modem here and everywhere else in the world. It just can't handle the high streams. It needs to be fixed, so it'll get...
You probably got some torn up cables somewhere. That happened here once.
Could be some animals chewing on it on the outside. They're getting a little hungry as the food becomes scarce into the fall, and they're chewing the wires.
That could be.
Could be.
Actually, you know, I do have a bit of a pre-show superstition, and since I had company show up on me unannounced, I forgot to do it, so maybe I can take part of the blame for it.
Sure, if you want to feel the blame a bit.
I'll take, like, 2%, because, you know, I usually brush my teeth before the show, and this last week I forgot to do it.
Okay, wow, that could be it. It could be.
You know, that's my little pre-show superstition ritual. I brush my teeth before the show.
Well, there's a lot of people... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was in such a hurry last week that I forgot to do it. So maybe that's it.
Let's blame it 100% on that, so I don't have to...
No way, you bastard. I get enough stuff blamed on me. You think everything's my fault anyway, as you chase Sean around with a camera all day. It's all Smokey's fault while I'm taking pictures and doing nothing.
Mostly, yeah. There's about 30 people listening on the 64K stream, and I'm very sorry, all those people on the 64K stream.
Yeah, you're not listening to us.
They're like listening to Sean Kennedy's show going, wow, Sean's on the Rant Speak tonight? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And they're talking about news items that happened 2 years ago?
It's weird, too, because I think I've heard this show, like, the last three or four times I've tuned in, I've heard the Sean Kennedy show that's on right now.
Oh, really?
The one that's on right now seems to play a lot.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's the one where you start talking about SOCAN and Terra 22. I've heard it, like, three or four times in the last week or so. It's
crazy. It's random in quotation marks, if you can believe it. It's random as random could be.
Yeah, it's sort of like Sam 2 randomly works.
Yeah, it randomly works and randomly plays the right shows in random order and randomly goes down.
That's right.
If you want to get at the IRC and chat with all these lovely, lovely people who are chatting right now, you can go to rantradio.com and click on chat on the left-hand side, and there is more than full instructions on there on how to get there multiple ways. And if you want to go to our soon-to-be-updated RantSpeak site, if you could post that in the IRC, Smokey... somebody's working on an awesome-looking version. And
really?
Did you see it? Did you actually type it in correctly? Well,
yeah, I saw it, but, I mean, it was just a bunch of, you know...
Well, it's working on the...
Speak logos, right.
It's kind of just the outline, right? It's get the feel of it and the look. And we're very dark gothic people, so that's the look we're going for.
Now if I could get Dark Atlas done, I'd be a happy, happy man.
That would make both of us extremely happy, like really, really happy. Oh God, we need that done.
And maybe Sean would talk to me then. Because he told me I was the one that had to do this, and I'm getting all this response and like no action.
Oh, maybe that's what he's waiting for.
I want to do it, and I get a whole bunch of people saying, oh, I'm almost done. I redesigned it 50 times. I'm like, that's great. I haven't seen one yet. How about that?
Yeah.
It's sad to be me.
Yeah. How you can get involved with Rant Radio, send in your mug shots, your pictures, your ugly photos to info@rantradio.com, and I'll put them up eventually. Once in a while, once a month, or once every month and a half when I get enough of them.
Or when you just decide to do it.
Mostly when I decide to do it. And you can send in your name, city, and country if you're overseas to info@rantradio.com. Overseas
yes.
means not in U.S. or Canada, because that's where everyone is from. Or you can just tell somebody about Rant Radio, or Rant in general, because lots to check out on Rant. And you can check out project listings in the forums. And I added one new this week, and it was already fulfilled this week. So I got
what was that?
It's been bothering you for a long time, and probably other people as well.
What doesn't bother me for a long time? What was it?
It's the schedule and the time zones.
Oh, yeah, that time zone thing pisses me off. You're just obstinate about that.
It's fixed. It's gone. It's not up yet, but it's done. Somebody figured it out. It's the drop-down menu. Pick your time zone. Tells you when things on or when they're on in your time zone.
Well, who's a genius?
I can't remember who to give credit to right now. It's in the forums. So you can check it out there.
I don't know why I didn't think to tell you to do that.
I know. I just didn't think of it. And the day I put it up, somebody did it immediately. It was awesome.
Well, that's good. I mean, when we finally ask for something and someone actually does it instead of saying they're going to do it and not do it, that's awesome.
It is awesome. I want to thank that person so much.
So, props to that dude.
Actually, I want to thank them right now. If I can find... Let me just go to the forum so I can give them props right now, because...
Sure.
It'll only take 2 seconds. Wild Peaks from Strasbourg, France. I pronounce that like a German, but Strasbourg, France. And for all those people who want to take a look at her, you'll be able
to... Oh, she's a girl, right?
She is a girl.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that you put a whole bunch of new pictures up.
It's coming. It's in there. Soon.
Is it?
Don't reveal anything yet.
You mentioned pictures earlier, so I figured you would mention that you put them up then.
Yeah, it's in the Rant Media News. In a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Rant Media News. Ooh.
Yes. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I fucked up.
You fucked up. Everyone's like jumping ahead now and looking at pictures and stuff. You can send in your news stories to info@rantradio.com for the show. And bandwidth, we need bandwidth. The punk bandwidth is not holding up. The people who have volunteered it, it's going up and down, and it's being really, really bad. So... we need more bandwidth, please.
I think that's just about fixed, though. He's working on that.
Yeah, because there's the original server, which is us, and there's one mirror, and there's two of them that go up and down constantly, which is disappointing, and people can't listen into the punk.
Oh, okay.
It's donated. We can't really complain, but if you do have some bandwidth with a server sitting at an ISP or a school or your workplace, and you can install a program, Shoutcast, on there, please, info@rantradio.com. I'll hook you up with the info.
Or if you know how to fix the problem at Tim's house, please do.
Yeah, if you could do that so we can broadcast on 64K, like all the rest of our DJs.
Yes. Fucking nightmare that was last week.
Yeah, so we scaled it down a bit for this week. DJs, uh-huh. We need DJs to fill our voids, especially Sunday night. That'd be cool. A show just before ours.
But I'm probably going to throw something pre-recorded in there. I think I can find something to shoehorn in there right before us.
It's got to be good. Got to be real good to keep their attention.
I'm not going to throw some piece of shit on there. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm like... programming Nazi, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one that gets hate mail, remember? That's me.
You get the hate mail, I get the love mail, right?
Yeah, that's all they know you as. You're just the guy that doesn't make decisions and just says, okay. And I'm the one who has to say no, and then people get mad. That's the awesome part about my job. If I say yes, people love me. If I say no, people are like, you're the most awful person on the planet. How did you get this job?
That was great this week, wasn't it?
Well, because I'm smarter than you. That's why.
Didn't you love that email? That was a good one to laugh over. We're not going to get into it too much, but it was... Oh, he got a hate mail to end all hate mails. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was awesome. It was so awesome.
It was a good read-through.
And you're like, why are you talking about it so much? I'm like, because it's cool. I mean, anybody that hates you that much will listen to you anyway.
Yeah. He's probably listening right now, you know?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He knows
who he
is.
Which I think is totally cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to start... I'm going to start my own station and crush you. Go for it, dude.
Crush us like the pipsqueaks we are.
Yeah, I've only got a 6-year head start, dude.
Yeah,
so crazy.
You got to catch up. You got to do double time. So if you want to be a DJ, like so many others on Rant, and be the elite among elites, email Smokey. Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
Yes, talk to me and bog me down and give me a headache.
That's
I'll tell you what, dude. The snowball effect is getting out of control.
Yeah, like...
It's like every day. And
new DJs constantly, eh?
Yeah, and I can't remember who I talked to and who I haven't talked to. And
is the quality still holding up? Is the quality...
Oh, yeah. The quality's still holding up, but yeah. I mean, I'm getting so much email now, and it seems for me to take longer to get answers from people, too. I'll tell them what they need to know, and usually it should take one email to get it done, and sometimes it takes like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it throws me off, and I'll lose track of what I'm doing.
Austin Wolfclaw, please don't do that. Thank you. That is all.
I just saw that. That's a no-no. Don't do that.
Yeah, please.
All right, I will kick you to the moon and leave you without a spaceship.
You have been warned, and I'm pretty sure you're listening, but if you're not and you do it again, I'm going to kick your ass. News from Smokey. Any news? Anything cool? Anything coming up? I'm sure there's some new shows coming up soon.
I got a bunch.
Yeah.
We have a new gamer show.
Nice.
With the fine title of Gamer Radio.
Nice.
Hosted by C4 and Kobar, which will start October 2nd, and that'll be on Saturdays at 3:30 Pacific Time.
The day before my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Poor needs to be a kick in the ass.
Okay, that's fine. You kick them while I'm talking.
Okay.
It's very funny, too, because apparently these two guys are guys that listen to us, and I tried to talk to them before. And they said, oh, we know you. You're a celebrity. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And they said they couldn't do a show because they weren't doing it every week.
Yeah.
But now it looks like they are. So I went into their chat room the other day to talk to them.
Yeah.
And they just went into a tizzy. They're like, oh, my God, it's Smokehouse. He's Sean's friend. I know who he is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So I finally got them to agree to do it. That'll be a pre-recorded show, too, so I'll need to have you set that up.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, we got another one, too, called Infonomicon, which is like a technical news show or whatever, which is hosted by Obfuscated and Droops, which will be on Mondays.
What's the name of the person?
There are two people. First guy's name is Obfuscated.
Yeah.
And the second guy's name is Droops.
Okay.
Which, those are very strange names for radio hosts. Yeah. Whatever. That will be on Monday at 6. And it'll start on October the 11th.
Yeah.
They also have a little TV show that we're going to start running, too, once they spruce it up a little bit.
Well, that's excellent. That's good stuff.
So they, like, build, like, little gadgets and stuff.
Yes. Very interesting stuff, actually, to work on.
Yeah, so we're going to start running that. And we have a new industrial show, too, hosted by, what is his name? DJ IZ is his name. It's called Plagued by Rhythm, and that'll be on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And that starts this coming Tuesday.
And I think that's already up in the schedule. Let me just...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, with his picture. Let me just post that.
I haven't sent you the other stuff yet because they send me pictures, but they haven't sent me pictures I can use.
Oh, okay.
They sent me pictures that are way too big, and if you even though you smash them down, it wouldn't look right. You wouldn't be able to tell what they are.
Oh, okay. So I do a pretty good job of hacking them up sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, these are just too wide, though. If you smash them down, you wouldn't be able to... Even if it was, like, double wide, it still probably wouldn't look right.
Oh, okay. So you're asking for a new one, then.
Yeah, I'm asking for new pictures.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Did you catch what I was saying about my tape? I only had an hour and a half of tape left because I forgot to buy videotapes.
Well, you know what you should have done, dude?
What's that?
Tape over last week.
Yeah, that abortion is up on our website now.
Are you shitting me?
Abortion of our show, yeah. It's on the Rantspeak website, so...
You didn't, like, put any, like, special arrows to it, did you? The worst show ever?
No, I wouldn't do that, because then it would be downloaded the most out of all of them.
good, because normally I think you might do something like that, and like that's the worst marketing thing you could do.
Well, you warned me against it. You warned me against it last week, and I'm like, you're right. That would be a very bad move.
Yes. We'd be even bigger failures than we already are. It's just not good. That's all I have.
Okay.
For this week.
Ramp Media News. Ramp Media needs help with our torrent seeds. If you could post those in there, the Porn on Beta and the patrolling episodes. Help spread the word. A lot of people are helping out with those, and it's awesome. Thank you very much. And my this week's count of unanswered email in my inbox is 1,362 emails.
How much of it is legitimate?
All legitimate. None of it's spam. All of them asking questions.
Shut up.
And I'll keep you updated every week on how many I need to answer. See if we can cut down, maybe.
You could send me a few of those, you know.
Oh, they're brutal. They're just brutal. I don't know if you want to answer them.
What's it matter if I answer them or not? You're not doing it. at least I could read them and be entertained.
True. I'll just send you all of them. How about that? Send you my inbox file for Eudora, okay?
Okay, sure.
Rant Speak Week Number 29 poll. If you could post the link to the poll for Week Number 29. What Ramp Media project should Sim edit first? And this is after patrolling is all done, because there's about 4 to 6 more episodes of patrolling to be edited. And
well, I know how that'll work. That's real simple. We don't need a poll for that. You'll just edit whatever I tell you to edit first.
Oh, I see. Is that how it works?
How about that? Oh, sure. Why not? I'm pretty good at that stuff, dude. I'm pretty good at telling you what we need to have done now. It doesn't mean you'll do it, but I can prioritize pretty well.
True. I thought I'd throw it out to people, see what they think. Not like it'll make a difference, but, you know, it's fun to know what people want.
Well, you know what they'll say. We want all of patrolling and all of After Now done by tomorrow.
Are you gonna post
and release
that?
It on Tuesday and release it on Thursday.
Yeah.
All of it at once, and then go away for 6 months and we'll bitch. That's what they want.
Yeah, I know. Because Patrolling's new series isn't going to come out probably till next March. So we got to tide you guys over for a little bit while we film the next season. So
Did we even talk about the last one yet?
Which? The last episode?
Yeah, did we? I don't remember.
Patrolling?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure we... Maybe we didn't talk about it. We released it. I can't even remember what was in it.
Because we usually talk about it, and I don't remember talking about it.
I don't think
we
did.
We used to talk about it the week after. I don't remember now. Shit.
We got so
thrown off by the bad show.
Oh, I think that might have been it. Yeah.
That it just...
Let me take a look at the gallery. Coffee beans. Oh, yeah. No, we must have talked about it. Sean's shaving his head.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. That's right.
Yeah, we talked.
See?
It's just been a while.
We're all fucked up now. We don't know what we're doing.
I know. We're crazy here. We're crazy. So the poll is, what Ramp Media project should Sim edit first? Keep in mind, to release the Burning Man 2003 video, I would still have to obtain permission again from Burning Man people, which I haven't got for the 2001. So I wouldn't necessarily vote for that one, because I probably won't do that one, because it's pointless, because no one would ever get to see it.
Except for maybe me.
Except for Smokey and a few other friends I can distribute it to.
Special people.
Friends
of the company.
Friends of the company. Friends of Rant. Thanks to Friends of Rant. Get away from Y2K, the never-before-seen Getaway from Y2K movie, where the whole Rant crew went up into the woods for the 1999-2000 rollover. Believe me, this is well worth the wait. Or Sumerian in Europe follows Sim through 6 countries in 3 weeks as he travels through Europe with only a backpack and a train pass. Off-Road with Rant, the movie of yesteryear's adventures, out... I didn't type this out very well. Out with the Rant crew, 4x4ing in the snow, mud, rain, and brush with Sumerian Drexel, Sean Kennedy, and many, many more Rant people. DEFCON 2004, Sim, Sean, and Anki travel to Las Vegas through, you know, Washington, Oregon, California, to DEFCON 2004.
That needs to come first.
Yeah, that's your priority?
That needs to come first, because that's the newest thing, and I think that should come first.
I see. Well, yeah, that's an argument. Or the oldest could come first, right? I mean, yeah, get away from Y2K. That is a magical video. That's going to be really good. Whatever. People can vote. Or Burning Man 2003, the second Burning Man movie from Ramp Media. This time, Sim is joined with Niacin, Manuel O'Kelly, Sideslide, and Apanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be that's fun too, but you won't be able to see that even if I edit it. So that's a bad one to vote for. Don't vote for that one, please.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Yeah, and you know, like we say, this isn't a democracy normally, so this is your chance, I suppose.
Yeah, it's still not a democracy, but it's an influence. So maybe I'll take it into account when thinking about it.
Maybe.
New Rant community pictures. Post that link in
here
there.
You
can see the sexy girls. I don't think Candy is... Oh, Candy is listening tonight.
Yeah, she's in there.
So you can see Candy's new picture. She had an older picture on there, but she sent me a new one. And she wanted me to put that one up instead. And you can see Wild Peaks. I'm not quite sure why she's named Wild Peaks, but maybe you can look at the picture and maybe guess.
I'm just guessing. Yeah, it's... There's a possibility as to might be why she's named that, but
she's
can't
from,
say for sure.
She's from France, and she helped out with some of the scheduling with the different time zones, so she is a elite hacksaw girl. She knows her PHP code, or at least how to find some. And
it's good that French people finally help out.
And there's Red Man in there, there's Pinion Blue, who both of them listen to the show. Are in the IRC right now, and Ryan Hull, one of our new DJs, is on the pictures there. Who else is there? Zeruth, who listens in from time to time, not tonight. And a new picture of Kindling Boy, who is a local resident to British Columbia here.
His hair frightens me. It really does.
Kindling Boy's the hair?
He needs to mow that down a little bit.
It's a little high, eh?
You need to go see Sean's barbershop.
There you go.
Wow.
And there was a photo shoot today with Sean Kennedy and I. We went into the scummy areas of Vancouver and some of the nicer areas of Vancouver. And Sparky came along with his awesome high-res still camera. And we took some photos. So here are three of the photos that I was able to Photoshop, make look nice and crop and stuff ready for you guys tonight. So take a look at those photos. One is just by myself and the other two are with Sean and myself.
I feel so left out of this stuff. It's so sad.
So somebody want to Photoshop Smokey into the background there in a wheelchair or something.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd work out great.
Or a floating head of Smokey. But
that might be cool.
I think they look pretty good. They turned out really well.
I can tell Sean's not breathing in that one picture where you're standing on the beam there.
He's about to explode, actually. Yes.
Because I know he's lost some weight, but he's not that narrow. his chest is like out there.
Yeah.
I'm a superhero.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's a cape for that picture, and he'd be okay.
I felt kind of weird posing for those pictures. Like, I'm such a star. Look, I'm looking in a random direction into the wild blue yonder, and it's just so weird. It's just weird.
I could, you know, it sounds like an insult, but I could see why Sean takes pictures randomly, because he changes. You don't change.
No, I'm pretty static.
You haven't changed since I've known you. You still look like that.
I look the same. I cut my hair the same. I wear the same kind of clothes. I'm a little dressed up there, but... is there somebody in the background of... Oh, there is somebody in the background of that picture. Spyco pointed out some random dude on the steps to the Sean's right on the Sim and Sean on the stairs. That's okay.
Uh-oh, he'll want money. He'll want royalties. I was in the picture.
He's not facing that way, but that's okay. So that was cool. And went to a Chinese restaurant for some food. And it's the first time I've ever had a sticky bun at a Chinese food restaurant. I had a vegetable sticky. Oh, it's so awesome.
They have those at the Chinese restaurants here. It's funny that you mentioned that. I just had Chinese yesterday.
Oh, really?
So, I pigged out. Nice. I always go to the buffets and just go crazy.
Yeah?
That's what I do. Oh, yeah. Three or four plates, you know.
Wow.
Good time.
Yeah. I love Chinese restaurants because you can, if you're vegetarian, it's totally friendly for vegetarians.
Oh, sure.
Because
sure.
Lots and lots of dishes with just vegetables in them and all the other stuff. I look so fruity, Red Maiden says. Well, thank you. You can see my new belt that I got on there, if you notice that.
I saw that superhero belt boy.
It says porn on it, which is my...
I know.
I got that last Saturday when I went out shopping for vegetarian shoes. Yum, yum, yum.
Vegetarian shoes?
Vegetarian what? Shoes, which are not made of leather.
Or are they made of hemp or something?
Well, just something else. Some other plastic or whatever, right? Just not
okay.
Leather, not leather shoes. It was, I didn't
nylon.
Actually find any. They're really hard to find, so I'm going to have to order them online.
Okay, you realize if you go this far, you got to get rid of your couches too?
Oh, I'm not getting rid of stuff. I'm just buying new stuff. Oh, my trench... Purden says, where did you get your trench coat? None of the pictures that are showing there that I posted had my trench coat. There are some more shots with my trench coat that I have not put up yet. I can't remember where I got my trench coat. Just some random store.
Yeah.
I think it was like $300 for my trench coat. It's quite a nice trench coat.
I got a nice one too. I gotta get some pictures taken in mine.
Nice.
I had to get mine cut off because I'm so short and it's still kind of too long.
Oh really?
It comes down to the tops of my feet. I look like Darth Vader. It's kind of scary. if I'm not careful, I'll trip over the stupid thing.
Oh wow!
And but see, that's what happens when you're 5'3" tall. Because I'm short. I'm short, but I'm not thin.
Right. The height doesn't match what you look like. You're not super small, right?
Right. I'm not like a big fat cow, but I'm not. You know, I'm not skinny like you are.
Yeah.
I've got bulk to me. So it's hard for me to get clothes that fit the top half of my body.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, short enough for me at the same time.
Right. Same problem like, as women have, right? These clothes
don't
fit.
I have women problems. That's it. I have a hell of them with dress shirts. I can't get shirts that fit my neck. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I never wear ties, because I can't button the necks on my shirt. It's terrible.
Your neck's just too thick.
It is. It is.
There's a rant meetup coming up soon for the Vancouver area. There's the link to it, because I didn't put it in the outline, so I'll post it.
I see that.
October, November, sometime 7 p.m. at night in Vancouver somewhere. It's time to have a ramp meeting in Vancouver because a lot of people have been calling for it. So the people that are going so far are myself, Jibcat, Kindling Boy, Cabot, Purden, and it looks like Mary Rebel Virgin and who else? Soul Trance.
Ah.
So lots of
people. Looks a lot like Sean.
You think so?
I don't know. And this picture on the listeners page, he does. He looks like small Sean.
Small Sean.
Sean said that too, so I'm sort of ripping that off from him.
Oh, I see. Sean said he looks like him.
Yeah, he did.
Let me take a look.
Soul Trance, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, Soul Trance. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Okay, he's in a suit and tie, a tuxedo. Looks like he's going to his... Yeah, he does look like Sean a bit there.
See,
in that pose,
he's got
right?
In the face there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
Him.
Wow. So now it's time for listeners' email, and Strongbad is going to take us into that. Well, I delay. Here he is, Strongbad. Go for it.
Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome, and email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
And corporate whore, those are the fuzzy velvet pants that I'm wearing. I wore them for the whole shoot. I was going to wear jeans, but I went, ooh. No, not jeans.
Those are velvet pants?
Those are velvet pants.
Oh, that's gay.
They are awesome. I love my velvet pants. They're so good. I wear them for Porn on Beta on stage. Like, they're really, really cool. And they're not hot. You remember the other pants?
I hope they had a purpose. Yeah.
My really tight, kind of fake leather-looking pants.
Yes.
I don't know what they are.
Probably are they like PVC or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. They're hot, sweaty, sticky, and stank after like 10 wears because you can't wash them. Like, totally useless.
I just realized, what the fuck am I doing talking about your pants?
It's good filler. Yeah. Let's go to the email.
Yeah.
The subject is Tales from the After Now content. What is real? This is from Tara. Wow, I wonder if a work of fiction there is so much detail, so much research. The Sixth Column, The Day After Tomorrow. This whole series may be the most important thing ever put into media, ever. Well,
wow.
That's high praise. That's high praise. I don't know if it's the most important thing ever put into media. It's really good. It's a good story. It's lots of fun.
It is a very good story, and it is a good time.
But I'm glad a lot of people like that, Tales from the After Now. And I don't know when the next series is coming out, but it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Soon. I'll mention it to Sean again.
He's actually dead, isn't he?
Sean is dead. All this is archive footage that I'm releasing. And
it's all archive and CGI.
Yeah, mostly CGI. Somebody did some good modeling work on Sean, you know, took some existing stuff. We've got enough samples of all the words he's ever said.
That's true. Between you and me, we probably do. We probably have every word he's ever said.
Yeah, so, you know, I just filmed some footage in the woods and time it up, and it works out pretty good. And nobody's noticed
so
far.
Yeah,
some layering going on there, and I get some different clothing outfits for him. Yeah, it works well. So next one's from Matt. Hey, your show is awesome. Don't know which show he's talking about.
I'm sure it's not ours.
It's not ours, and it makes me glad to see someone getting off their arse and doing something like this. Unfortunately, I'm writing out... it's patrolling, I think. Unfortunately, I'm writing this to point out a mistake I saw in one of your shows. I'm not really complaining or anything, but people should know. I'm watching a show right now, Patrolling Season 1, Episode 4, where the guy just said putting on clothes in one of those bins means that needy people will get to wear them. This is not necessarily true, and in many cases in Australia anyways, what actually happens is a rag-making company will pay the charity to use their name. The clothes are not reused, but instead destroyed and sold to companies that require rags, factories, mechanics. Sorry to hold my message till I had something negative to say, but I really do love your station. Keep up the awesome work. Well, I was actually aware of that. The ones in BC actually go to a store here. They're sold to a store for people to buy. They're not given to charity. They're sold so they can get money from it and presumably possibly feed the homeless.
Right.
Rather than give them these clothes, which is, I don't know if it's better or worse kind of way of doing things, but that is the way they do it. And obviously here they sell them to rag companies that need rags, and they probably donate that money to charity. Anyway.
We have a lot of stuff like that around here, too. I mean, that's just the way charity is. You're never really sure about who's getting what.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to give it away and hold your breath and have good faith.
Exactly.
About, you know, where it's going to go.
It's really either the garbage or that. And that's probably better than the garbage. Or maybe if you know a homeless person, you can give the homeless person your clothes. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
This one's from Austin. Not Austin, Texas, but a guy named Austin. Hey, I recently started watching your internet TV and loved it. I love patrolling, Hacker TV, and Seattle Wireless. Somebody actually likes Seattle Wireless. That's good. And that Fuck the Corporate Media program. A few others. But I honestly find myself wanting more partolling. Everybody types it partolling all the time. So funny. All like in the IRC, anytime anybody types patrolling, it's always partolling. But I know what they're talking
about.
Maybe
we should just call it that.
Yeah, it's partolling. He wants more partolling, Hack TV, and Divers. Well, it's not Divers anymore. It's a different diving show. Dumpster diving show. But I've only seen one of each episode, which have been repeated. Do you have only one show of each? Just wondering because you should get more I Love Them. So for people who do want to see more of them, we do provide links to all the web pages. And almost all these web pages, you can download all the episodes.
I think there is only one Hack TV.
Yeah, I think there's
I'm pretty sure.
You know, some people get a really cool idea and they put out one thing enthusiastically and then they stop. And eventually there's I delete old stuff from Rant TV because people have seen it too many times and just keep the new stuff in there. Like, I've gotten rid of a lot of old Seattle Wireless TV because, well, if I kept them in there, they kind of dominate Rant TV in the rotation.
Are there any new ones? I forgot to look.
Not for a long time. So and I've looked at their webpage and nothing new.
Yeah, I should talk to them. I have them on Instant Messenger, so I should...
Poke them.
Send them a message and see what's up with that.
And, like, The Broken, they haven't put out any new ones, and I'm just about ready to kind of delete the old ones because people have seen them so many times.
Yeah.
It's only so long I can run things, and, you know.
Yeah. I think with that, I think Kevin's a little busy with the whole relocation thing, probably.
Totally understandable. He has a day job, just like, well, me, but...
He has a day job and he had to move.
Yes,
so
he's pretty busy.
That probably slowed him down.
This next one's from a foreign listener who has some English to tell us about. This is from Paul. Hello, I'm from Argentina. My English, with an I, is very bad. So I lice this radio in the work and happy my day. Please play more NoFX Pennywise. Thanks.
Okay.
I lice this radio in the work and happy my day. We glad to
That's
happy
awesome.
Your day. Happy more day to you. That is great. I love that.
I can't even comment on that. I can't even make that up. It's
yeah,
funny.
It's so good. We love emails from foreign listeners.
Oh, yes, they're awesome.
Internet news items from CNN. Advertising crossing over into TV shows. This is not new news. This is just something that they've pointed out, and it has some interesting numbers. Fox's American Idol had more than 3,300 instances of product placement last season.
Yeah, if they had a bunch.
Is that even comprehensible to you? Like,
it's mostly Coca-Cola is, and that show is everywhere.
Like, how many episodes were there of American Idol?
I don't know, I happened to catch part of it once, and like, when they're like doing the audition part, you know?
Yeah.
Which is the best part of it anyway, because normally the show sucks, but when people try to sing and they suck, that's awesome. But I mean, Coca-Cola was like everywhere, like all over the table, and it was in the back.
That's so bad. Okay, let's say there was 30 episodes. And that's a little low, I think. Maybe. I don't know, 30 episodes?
That's
about right.
That's a little bit more than normal. The average is about, in the U.S., a season of TV is about 26 episodes.
That's true. So 13 times 2.
It's about that.
Which is a strange number. Is it always 13 or 26? It's because of half a year, right? Or a third of a year. Right. Or a quarter of a year.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's say there's 33. Or 33 there, yeah, sure. That would be 100 instances of product placement per episode. 100! Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of Coca-Cola, goddammit.
Oh, my God. And it was certainly no coincidence that during said Jessica Simpson's performance at the MTV Video Music Awards, the audience members were all holding the same brand of cellular phones. Nor was it accidental that shortly after winning the title on the first season of The Apprentice, Bill Rankick pulled out a brand new Chrysler Crossfire Roadster. From talk shows to reality, in quotation, even scripted programs, product placement, that weaving of brands and products into TV programs is increasingly becoming the norm. Could this mean the end of traditional advertising? Most advertisers don't think that is likely.
No.
It's not that traditional advertising is not working. Let's not forget that we've had remote controls for the last 30 years. We've always empowered consumers to choose. What's happened is that there are alternative forms of entertainment and leisure. Product placement gives advertisers an extra promotional edge that commercials do not. Regarding the same cellular phones popping up in the MTV Music Awards, branded phones, as well as other products, get more exposure through placements. So this is pretty sickening, in fact, that everything's an ad. Like,
although I will say, I honestly don't remember the last time I saw like a Coca-Cola commercial.
I can't think
of the last time I saw one.
You know what?
You don't.
You're right.
Really see one.
I guess they've given up on that and just gone for like the movies and right in the TV shows. So this guy's lying.
They don't really need it when you think about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That little half second of lag just screws it all up. I was just going to say, everybody knows what Coca-Cola is, so they probably don't need it, you know.
Commercials
are in there.
They probably would need it if Pepsi was advertising too, which I don't see that either, but I don't really watch TV, so I don't know.
That's true.
The next statements are pretty funny. Yap said marketers take into account the authenticity of storylines of reality shows and television products that embrace consumer products. In effect, allowing people to say, I get that, as opposed to, get away from me. This ad is so blatant that it bothers me. We don't want to take it to that point, do we? No, we want to skirt the edge of, that ad is so blatant that it bothers me. Non-traditional advertising through product placement is a trend that will continue, even if it's getting hit over the head with constant branding and content shows, further erodes the distinction between advertising and content, and does irritate some viewers.
Well, you know who I think does the best commercials ever?
Who's that?
Budweiser beer.
Well, they've always been known for good ads.
But their commercials have nothing to do with beer at all. So I think that's what's great about them.
And still memorable to you. So obviously it's working.
Their commercials, for whatever reason, I don't know how they do it, they're like American icons. And it's stuff that gets into the lexicon for months, you know? And it has nothing to do with beer, which amazes me.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just my personal opinion.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I was forced to watch ads, it'd be Budweiser ads.
I see, if you're forced.
Because they're just... comedy skits is all they are. And I can deal with that.
This next one. This one's scary. This one's sad, in fact. Really, really sad. Microsoft Radio Venture gives DJs pause. Fans of the Seattle pop music station, fill-in-the-blank station, usually have to sit through an array of disc jockey antics and advertising between listening to favorite artists like pop music star and pop music star. But not anymore. As part of its much-touted new MSN music offering, Microsoft is testing a web-based radio service that mimics nearly 1,000 local radio stations.
Oh, great.
Allowing users to hear a version of their favorite radio station with far fewer interruptions. It's a move analysts say that is annoying, but not seriously threatening. Microsoft, you're annoying. Because it's beta and because its webcasting is not yet considered a tremendously important competitor to radio. At this stage, it's considered more of an irritation, so I'm going to skip the rest and tell you what this is about. What they're doing is analyzing and duplicating almost to an exact science the song rotation of your local stations. The exact rotation. And they're putting it on the internet. And you can tune in and listen to your exact station. It's kind of pointless if you don't listen to terrestrial station radio anyway, which I don't, because it's full of inane, stupid pop music that just gets played over and over again. But it's an obvious takeover. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is duplicate it, get everyone hooked on it, and then maybe, who knows? Who knows how they're going to move into this? Maybe they're going to get installed in all new cars, or they're going to move into the XM-style satellite radio and get in on the cars that way.
Yeah, I mean, because this will really serve no purpose until it gets into cars.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you can't take this stuff with you. So.
No, it's all about getting it into the workplaces and into the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not making any inroads at all. Because it's only available... Well, you have the choice between Shoutcast, which has 5,000 stations, or paying Microsoft $5 a month for their stations that duplicate your crappy local ones.
Which I will never do.
Yeah. This one is also a little bit frightening. Canada DHS pilot program to use iris scanning, so it's invaded Canada as well. The Canadian Border Service Agency, which is working on a registered travel-style pilot program with the U.S. Homeland Security Department, is implementing iris scanning technology at Canadian airports to verify the identity of travelers and catalog them as well, of course. The program, and make sure you're not a terrorist, because terrorists don't give their iris scans, you know? It shows up. You can read it right in their iris. It says terrorist.
you never know.
The program called Nexus Air will begin in November at Vancouver International Airport in Vancouver, British Columbia. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for my trip down to Cuba.
You don't go anywhere anyway, so I don't see why you care.
Well, I'm going to Cuba in March.
What the fuck are you going to Cuba for?
Why not?
You're insane.
Well, it'll be interesting. I'm quite interested in socialist style government. So government. So that
have fun at your trip to the commie dirt hole.
And I'll smoke a Cuban cigar for you.
No, you won't, liar.
No, it's totally pointless. In Canada, we can smoke any Cuban cigars as much as we want.
Yeah, no.
In addition to being accurate, fast, and secure, iris scanning has become the preferred biometric technology in the light of the 2003 SARS outbreak that rattled Toronto. Travels were not comfortable with biometric identification that required touching anything, such as fingerprint scanning, for fear of catching the disease.
The disease. It killed, like, two people.
I know.
Everybody freaked out over SARS. It's like, big deal.
Well, maybe it was a good thing they freaked out. Maybe that's why it was two people.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was a bit of a freakout.
Yeah, it was a lot of a freakout. It was good, you know, that people paid attention to it, but the freakout on SARS was just out of control.
It's totally out of control for the amount of people that really got affected by it.
Yeah.
Nexus Air builds on Canada's CanPass Air program, which has 4,000 members and also uses iris scanning. Interesting. So, there you go. Interesting news from cataloging you and yours. Study. This was really weird when I first read it, but I guess it's true. Study finds dogs can smell cancer.
That doesn't surprise me.
Really? Dogs can sniff out cancer, a study shows today, resolving several years of anecdote and speculation by doctors on the question. In a definitive study, reported in the British Medical Journal, dogs were trained to identify bladder cancer by sniffing urine. Don't try this at home, folks. In 1989, doctors first wrote to the rival publication The Lancet, telling of a Border Collie Doberman cross that saved the life of its owner by sniffing so persistently at a mole on her leg, even through trousers, that the 44-year-old woman became suspicious. The mole was removed in a hospital and found to be a melanoma caught in its early stages. In 2001, a second letter told of Parker the Labrador, similarly obsessed with what was thought to be a patch of eczema on a 66-year-old man's thigh. Again, the man became suspicious, went to the doctors, and found to have skin cancer, which was removed. All of his skin is now gone. He is nothing but muscle. in both cases, doctors speculated that cancerous tissue might have a particular smell, which dogs might detect, even though humans do not, which is not a big surprise that dogs can smell like crazy.
You can train a dog to sniff out anything.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see this as possible.
Tumors produce volatile organic compounds which are released into the atmosphere through, for example, breath and sweat. So that is really, really cool. Six dogs of a variety of breeds were trained for several months to identify the smell of urine from patients with bladder cancer.
It's really cool until the dog starts sniffing for testicular cancer. Then that's a problem.
Get away from me! So maybe that's what that's what the dogs are always going for when they're sniffing
maybe
your crotch.
That's what they're doing.
They're trying to help you out. They're saying, you got cancer of the balls. You gotta go check it out by your doctor. You got
That's
the ball
why you
cancer.
Should listen to this show.
That's
why you should listen to this show. Because we've just educated you on testicular cancer. Get a dog.
Get a dog. He'll tell you all about your testicular cancer. The biggest fine ever handed out for indecency. CBS gets a record $550,000 for a nipple. Because the U.S. is so paranoid of the body, the natural body.
Yeah.
CBS got the bill Wednesday for Janet Jackson's best breast-bearing wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl halftime, a record number. The FCC, who protects everyone, you and yours, your dogs, your children, your grandmothers, from breast-bearing and swearing and all that stuff that you really shouldn't see because, well, you can't protect yourself. They have to do it for you.
No problem. They can pay that. That's pocket change to them.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's pocket change, but it's the principle of the thing. Where's some other information here? Oh, I don't think it said it
She shouldn't have done it. That's all I'll say about it.
Well, no. She shouldn't have done it.
She should not have done it.
If it's an accident, then whatever. Good. Let it go.
But
who cares? It's an accident.
I don't think it was. But
that's for not us to know and only a select handful of people to know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Who cares? If it was Canada, it would be like, and... Move on with your lives, people.
That's true.
And if like there's a if somebody swears on like one of our stations up here, it's like, and so,
somebody messed up. It's not really too much of a big deal here either. It depends on what town you do it in.
Yeah.
Because community standards are different, so.
Yeah,
you can
I guess
pretty
so
much
so.
Say whatever you want. It's all about the time of day you do it and what town you're in.
And how famous the show is, I guess, too. If it's broadcast all over the States, then.
That, too.
Now we got 38 minutes left. Let's keep going. Ireland, first country to crack down on modem hijacking. This is really funny. Ireland has become the first country to cut off direct dialed calls to entire countries in a bid to crack down on internet-based fraud. The crackdown announced this week and due to come into force October 4th will block calls to 13 locations, all but one of them far-flung islands, to deter fraudsters from breaking into people's computers and hijacking their modems for profit. The government-appointed Commissions for Communications Regulation said it was obliged to act after receiving more than 300 complaints this year from internet users who discovered their connections had been altered without their knowledge, with financially disastrous results. These people found out only when they got their telephone bill, which might normally be €80, $157 Canadian dollars. Obviously, I got this from a Canadian site, and found
that's
out
that's a lot of money.
That is. That's
for the phone.
Wow,
that's a lot of friggin' money.
Holy crap! Phones must be expensive in Europe. And found that it was €780, $1,200.
Jesus.
He said the biggest rip-offs reported so far were by two businesses unwittingly ran up connection costs worth the equivalent of $20,000 to $30,000. All the victims were users of dial-up modems. The racket often works like this. The internet con artist bombards computers with pop-ups, with questions unrelated to modem use. The computer user clicks yes to get rid of it, and thereby letting a Trojan virus into the computer. And then it starts dialing out to distant islands in the middle of nowhere. And some of them cost up to $10 a minute. So.
Yeah. I've seen some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's bad. So, the Cook Islands, French Polynesia, Nauru, Norfolk Island, Solomon Islands, Tokelau, Tuvalu, and Wallace and Fortuna. And also the West African country of Mauritania, San Tome, and Principe off the Atlantic coast of West Africa, and the Comoros Islands and Diogo Garcia in the Indian Ocean.
Sounds like a Star Wars movie.
Doesn't it? Those are all locations in faraway galaxies. So, you know it's bad when you have to cut off a whole country from phone service to your country.
Yeah.
You now have to go through the operator. You have to go through the operator to dial these countries. And they're doing this in Canada as well. I read about this a while back. They may have lied about this, because I read this, like, 2 months ago about Canadians doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. They always do that, though. They'll bring up the first.
Like,
yeah. And then they never do it.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
It does. They raise a big stink, and then everybody forgets about
it. Yeah, then it goes away.
U.S. judge strikes down bootleg law. U.S. record industry attacked the ruling. Of course they did. A judge has struck down a law which bans the sale of bootleg records of live music in the United States. You can listen to it with your own ears, but you can't enjoy it later. Judge Harold Bayer Jr., rest his soul. Well, he's not dead. God bless his soul. Sitting in New York, dismissed charges against a Manhattan-based record dealer which had been brought under the law. He said the law could not stand because it placed no time limit on the ban, unlike the limits placed on books or record music releases. So this ban beforehand was you could not record it and release it ever in perpetuity throughout the universe. I'm not quite certain that I agree with this completely. It sounds like these guys are selling them, which is profiting off of somebody else's work. If they're giving it away or recording it for their own use, I'd be like, that's cool.
There are stores around here too that sell bootlegs. I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them too. I've actually bought one.
Oh, well, yeah. Of course you would.
It was a Nine Inch Nails, and I bought it like, I don't know, in 94 or something. And it was a really, really good one, one in Seattle. But I'm not quite sure that it's very good to profit off somebody else's work where they see no money back from it. That's kind of shady.
No, it's not.
But, you know, recording for your own purposes, listening to it later and enjoying it, maybe sharing with friends and stuff, that's cool. But not profiting off of it. So it's kind of, it was either black or white there.
You can.
Walmart ends anti-Semitic book sale. Number one retailer agrees to take Tract off online market after complaints from Jewish leaders. Bowing to a barrage of... What? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what are they complaining about now? That's horrible for me to say, but you know, Jewish people always complaining.
They do. Something's attacking our faith, and we can't have that.
We're Jews, and we're mad.
Is their faith that on such a rocky kind of place that they need to ban anything that comes out that speaks unduly badly about it, or what? I don't know.
I don't know, and people think, well, you're anti-Semitic by saying that. No, I'm not. It's just like, why is everything such a big deal?
I'd say it about any religion. Suck it up. Somebody wrote a book. They have an opinion.
And Walmart's a bunch of pansies anyway. So
they'll give in to anyone. Because they're driven by the money and not the motivation of truth and justice and balance. Bowing to a barrage of complaints from Jewish groups, retail leader Walmart has stopped selling the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which sales, I'm sure, have just shot through the roof, of infamous anti-Semitic tract long exposed as fake. This isn't very fair reporting. I'm not quite sure about this. Jewish leaders had complained that the book, which purports to tell of an international Jewish conspiracy to take over the world... Maybe it's a comedy book, I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Being sold on Walmart.com with a description that suggested it might be genuine instead of a forgery concocted by the Tsarist secret police in the early 20th century.
People have been theorizing about this for years, though.
I think there's more
about
going on.
About a Jewish conspiracy, you know?
Yeah.
Even if there was, guess what? I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
So?
It doesn't affect me, you know? I don't care that, like, most of the people in the entertainment business are Jewish and stuff like that. People make a big stink about stuff like that. I don't care. And furthermore, why should they? It's just a book. You don't like it, don't buy it.
That's right. And now they made a big deal about it, and everyone knows about it. Good on ya.
They're not known for marketing skills sometimes.
Yeah, so there it
that's
is.
That's funny.
Take it or leave it. Spy under bonnet could stop speeding, and this is a British written article, so bonnet is the hood of a car. Speed limiters could be fitted to cars in London under radical plans backed by the mayor. The electric under bonnet spy would make it impossible to exceed legal limits over the entire capital. The satellite-controlled black box would know the maximum permitted speeds at all points along a car's journey and prevent motorists by going too fast by limiting the response from the accelerator. The tough new measure in Transport for London's draft road safety action plan was unveiled at Pan-London Road Safety Forum today. The plan called for speed limiters to be fitted initially to public service vehicles such as buses and taxis. So dress.
What if you need to take a pregnant woman to the hospital?
Oh, you can put it to the floor and it ain't going no faster.
That's
not so good.
They're retarded over there. I don't know what it is.
Oh, they're
we
crazy.
We must control everything.
I don't know why they feel the need to do that. They don't trust the public over there. We've got to watch you and control you. And they're the big brothers of the world. They're so much worse than the States. I cannot believe it. And I'm not
Know why.
I'm not looking for these stories. Like, I don't look, oh, what is London, what is Britain doing today? These just come to all the places that I normally go to. It's just awful there.
I'm going to put a speed limiter on a car and cause more problems than good. That's what's going to happen with that. But they'll learn the hard way.
They will. Soon they'll be under so much scrutiny that they'll just explode over there. I don't know. What is it going to take to make people sit up and realize that everything's just going absolutely insane? And bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's something in the water. They just don't care.
They're very placated over there. It's the fluoride. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
California.
I don't think they have any fluoride either.
Maybe that's the lack of fluoride.
check out the teeth.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it's bad. California law makes email file swappers provide their name and address.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
I just laugh at this. Laugh. As previously discussed, California lawmakers have been tossing around the idea of forcing anyone who sends a commercial video or audio file via the internet to include their name and address with the transfer. First of all, why would you do that? You're sending this video out or audio to anonymous people with your address and your name?
There's no way I would do that.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, people call me dumb, but I'm not that dumb. You know?
Apparently the law has been passed by Governor Schwarzenegger, and violating it would be a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $2,500 or prison.
We have to remember this is the same governor who just now made it illegal to have sex with a corpse in California.
But, you know, he's catching up on all these really important laws that have been put by the wayside of all these other governors that really have beaten about the bush for these, you know, necrophilia laws. Like, they've been putting it off. And
well, I think that one is important because that's just, you know? Because, I mean, think of the damage that could do to someone's family, you know? Oh, well, we caught somebody humping your dead grandma, you know? That'd mess you up. But the thing about that was it took 2 years to get that done. and now they're passing a law that you have to provide email if you're going to illegally trade files. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about a fucked up chunk of country out there.
And the last statement, it says, it's not clear how they technically hope to enforce such a law. But I still can't believe the 1 year in prison there. 1 year in prison. You're a menace to society. You're the bad person that needs to be locked up because you're trading those files and you're depriving money from Mr. Lucas, George Lucas, or whoever the hell else you copy the movie from. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, you could assault him on the street and really cause bodily harm by trading these files to him, and you know, you're awful. You're a bad person.
Yeah, so, but the funny thing too about going to prison in the States, I mean, you go to prison, but you won't stay there.
Oh, like, you'd be let out?
They let people out all the time. My friend is dating this girl, and her ex-boyfriend, they sentenced him to 6 years in prison for bad checks or whatever.
Yeah.
He got out in 3 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, it's
the threat, right?
I know the threat's bad, but I'm also saying, it's like getting sentenced to prison in the States doesn't mean a whole lot. Because they don't keep you for very long.
That's
a couple weekends
thing,
and you're done.
That's not a great thing, though.
So no, it's not. It's bad both ways.
Yeah.
We have a lot of reasons to put you in jail, but we may not leave you there, which is odd.
That's the end of the news, and now we're going to go to the phones. If you want to get in on the phone calls, please private message me in the IRC. Please, please, please.
Hopefully it works.
And it should work. We're getting clear. There's no lag. I think it's no problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk to Purden.
We only got like 20 minutes of tape left when we're talking to him.
26 minutes of tape. Okay. So here we go with Purden. He's got some things to say. He's been pent up. He's frustrated, and he needs to phone because he hasn't talked to us in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Oh, damn.
So if you want to talk to us, private message, IRC, and we'll get you on the air.
Yeah.
We'll see how
and
long
don't
we
be
can.
Like,
yeah,
don't be like
Peyton.
Oh, there he is.
Hello, Purden. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. So what's happening
we're
in
doing.
Your life?
It's been like a month since I last talked to you guys, eh?
A glorious, glorious month. It was. Yeah. The month of, month of September.
Yeah, what a peaceful month.
Am I sounding okay?
Yes.
You're sounding loud and clear. Stop fumbling with your mic, though.
Well, because the whole thing what happened last week, that unforgettable show,
yeah,
I was wondering
yeah.
if it would rise your ping level or something.
Whoa, dude.
Stop breathing into the microphone or whatever you're doing.
Sorry, it's a new mic. I'm trying to, like...
But it's not a new Purden. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about with the ping time there. It seems to be fine this week. Only because we're not broadcasting on the 64K channel. We're all pushing everyone in the 24K. I'm going to get it fixed for next week. Oh, more people are listening right now than at the beginning of the show. That's kind of neat.
I told you.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
I told you.
So, okay, cool. do you have anything that's happened in your life over this past month that is worthy of speaking to the millions of
us?
People out there, or to us?
Did I mention I got a real girlfriend?
A,
like
real
a real
girlfriend?
Live girlfriend?
That you can touch and hold and she can try and run away from you?
No, wait a minute. Now, this doesn't require a plane ride, does it?
No, I'm not joking. I actually got laid.
You got laid?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've seen you, dude, and I don't want to think about that. Okay?
Yeah, too much information there.
Oh, no.
So how's that going?
The impossible has happened.
Is that going
judgment
good for
day
you?
Judgment day is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're happy for you. Is that it?
Has any of you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Nope.
I have not.
Not yet. Going to. Hopefully soon. It. Don't tell me anything.
It's hilarious.
I have heard it's very funny.
Yes. That's all I need to know. I don't want to hear any more. Because I don't like spoiling movies for me. Just want to know that it's decent. Even that I don't want to know. So I'll get my hopes up too high.
Oh, for the wrap me up location? How
yes.
about a cemetery?
See, that's very faux goth, like I private messaged
yeah.
you.
Yes, that,
we are so goth,
metal,
we'll put on our blue eyeshadow and like bow our heads and stare at the ground and look at our shoes.
That's like lame, like L4M3 lame. That's how lame that is.
No, not. I don't like the Starbucks one, and I don't like the cemetery one. Something neutral.
How about the art gallery?
See, that's outside. That's not bad, right? It's going to be a little bit later at night, 7 o'clock at night. It might be a bit dark. That's the only unfortunate part. But there's,
well,
I guess there's lights there, right?
Accessible by bus though too.
And that would be accessible by bus.
Because I don't think Soul Trance or Mary. Have a car.
No, they probably don't actually. So that would
no,
be a good place
I don't
to
think
start.
He does.
That would be a good place to start. So that's a possibility.
It has to be somewhere nice. I don't want homeless people beating me up.
And they, as they do so often.
If you get beat up by a homeless
Did you see
person?
That news article though in the province though about the homeless people beating up people?
No, I haven't.
Police are starting to crack down on them because they're starting to literally spit on people and actually punching some drivers on Granville.
Well, that's not very good.
No,
it's not.
Maybe they should help the homeless people so that maybe they won't do that.
Well, I mean, but also, if you're a homeless person, you're really not in a position to be an asshole.
Not really, no.
You ought to think that through a little bit.
I just want to say there's nothing wrong with necrophilia.
Oh, that's how it ties into your new girlfriend, huh? Yeah.
That's how you got the girlfriend, huh? Okay.
You dug her up somewhere.
No, she's alive. She's actually alive.
Well, moving her arms and legs
do
not make her alive.
She's alive and well.
Okay.
Could I be a real boy?
Okay, we're going to hang up with you, Purden, because you're fumbling with your mic too much. Say bye.
What the hell?
There we go. You're out of here. Oh, my God. He can't handle a microphone. I don't know how he can handle a girl.
Well, when they're dead, you can do whatever you want with them.
True. They don't really complain.
No.
So let's talk with Candy.
Oh, girl.
Girl. If there's any girls there, I want to do them.
Are there girls there?
Am I getting drunk?
I'm firing into the darkness.
Candy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, young lady.
Great.
Excellent.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing pretty good here. We're all in good spirits tonight, which is excellent.
Yeah. Much better than the last show.
Yeah, much better.
Good.
Yeah. As I enter my 5.5 hours of radio today.
Oh, wow.
He's earned his paycheck this week, I think.
Yeah, I've earned my big fat goose egg this week.
Yes.
So what's happening with you?
Not much. Hanging out, doing homework on a Sunday night, procrastinating. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, getting praise for your picture. Everyone's drooling over it, I guess.
Oh, God. Well, it's better than the other one.
That's good.
What kind of homework are you not doing right now?
Math, pre-calc.
Wow, you're smarter than me.
Yeah.
I can't do math at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm
calculus.
So, on it.
So, well, she's taking over. She can do the math for you then.
Mm-hmm. She can add up my paychecks.
Yeah, there you go. Zero
send
plus
your math questions to me.
Zero right? Plus zero plus zero equals zero, right, Smokey?
Yeah, and he always gives me these percentage raises.
Yeah,
so
they're
I'm
all
totally
based
screwed.
On percentage. There's no round figure raises unless they're $0 raises.
There's no bonus checks.
No.
There's just percentage raises.
I give him a 10% raise minimum each year, right?
And, he does.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work well in the $0 it starts off with.
Yeah, and inflation's a bitch.
Yeah, the cost of living goes up and Smokey's paycheck doesn't.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and so, the taxes are horrible too, aren't they? They really cut into it.
The taxes here are horrible. they just eat that zero all the shit.
Yeah,
I love living in Oregon. There's
There's no tax. Ooh, that would be nice.
Well, there's no tax on any. There has to be some, right?
Well, yeah, but most general taxes.
But your punishment is that you can't fill up your own gas tank.
Oh. Darn.
What
hey,
is
nice in the winter.
What
it is nice
is,
in the winter.
What is going on about that? I don't get it. Why did that happen?
Somebody
blew up a gas station 10 times one summer or something. It's like, that's it. Only qualified people can fill up their gas station.
What happens is that everyone from Oregon has like moved from California where they're all so warm that in the winter they don't like to get out because it's too cold in the winter.
So you're saying that, like, all your gas stations now are full service? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
Oh,
I wish we had it.
It's great. Whenever I drive through Oregon, it's like, I don't have to get out of my car.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed. They'll go nuts on you. Like, don't touch the pump. They'll go insane. I tried, the first time I went to Oregon, they go crazy.
I'm disabled, so I think that'd be awesome. We have no self-service here. There's none.
Yeah.
None. So, you know, I don't drive anymore, but if I did, I would want the full-service gas station.
Right.
Because the last thing I want to do is fall down with a gas pump in my hand.
That would be bad. It's spilling all over the place. Smokey's in a pile of, in a pool of gas. Nobody light a match, please.
Yeah, that's that's faces of death just waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Don't need that.
Roll it off. Stop, drop, and roll. He's always already stopped and dropped. You might as well start rolling.
Start rolling.
The IRC is so much more calm this time.
Than last week, or what?
Well, than the last time that I called.
Oh. Well,
first time I called.
It's just not a novelty anymore, I guess. I don't know.
That's because that was the first time a girl called.
Ever.
And
at all.
Freaked out. Ever.
Yeah. Well, and on our show anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of freaked out about that, too. But still, you're the only girl that's ever called.
You still hold the record for being the only girl that's ever called. So, congratulations.
I feel special.
You still
Thank
hold
you.
The title.
You are special.
Yay.
In a non-smoky way.
Kind of. Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Insult me. He only insults me because he's got 2,500 miles of distance. That's the only reason.
See, I was able to insult you and compliment her at the same time. It works well. Right?
That's okay. I'm just saving stuff up, dude.
The ammo is increasing. You're going to unleash one day.
You just wait. I'll come up with a whole new line of vegan jokes and you'll be done.
And I'll be crying. Crying on the air, and I'll just have to leave. I'll drop the microphone and go into the bathroom and cry.
No, you're pretty good about that, actually. You don't get really misty. Sean, however, gets misty. So, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to move on. 16 minutes left, unless you got something profound to say.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for
calling.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And I know that Atlantic...
But Austin...
Go ahead.
What's his name? Austin Wolfclaw? He wants to call.
Does he? Well, he hasn't private messaged me, so... It's, yeah. Oh, he is in the list. Well, we'll go to him after Atlantic Bitch Slap.
Okay.
Whose name? I talked to
Richard once already today.
I think it's Richard, right? Because his name is. Oh yeah, Nova Scotia. The big faker who tried to fake me out.
Yeah, I talked to him on Mark and Daryl already this afternoon.
Oh, he doesn't need any more airtime then, does he? Well, no. We'll phone him anyway. He'll get a little bit. Richard.
And,
hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
It's going good, and you guys?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, we're all right. Mm-hmm.
How's the Atlantic there?
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's like 25 degrees. It was 25 degrees today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is good. I think we got up to like 21 here, which was really nice for filming and taking pictures today.
It's still really warm here, too, which is scary, because that means it's going to plummet any day now. Because the first day of fall was like, what, yesterday or the day before?
Oh, yeah.
And we're still getting 80-degree weather, and for around here, that's not right. So I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's going to get bad.
So what's happening on your side of the planet there?
Not much. Just wanted to mention that if you go to my live journal, which a lot of people have a link to, but you can see the pictures from my show last night where we all dressed up like animals to compete with the Rent and Griffin show.
Really?
Can you post that in the IRC there so I can
do
take
that.
A look?
Can. I'll do that.
Excellent. So we can all laugh at you in one big unison.
Oh, no, there's no pictures of me.
Oh, I see.
I'm not that stupid.
You didn't participate or you didn't take a picture of you? You're the cameraman, right?
Yeah, I'm the cameraman. Okay. I was dressed as a reindeer, though, so, you know.
Okay. But you have no proof.
Christmas background.
But you have no proof.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not stupid.
Well, that's debatable, right?
That's true.
Actually,
that's true.
The only one to dress up like an animal was actually the co-host, Jay Haggard, but Shay just dressed up like a pirate because he likes pirates.
Arr.
He stole part of the costume, too.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Okay.
Son of a bitch.
There's so many parallels here because you're like wanting to compete with two, and one you dressed up like an animal, and one dressed up like a pirate. So it's like.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, man?
I don't see pictures. Where are the pictures?
Oh, it's because Photo Buckets being
it's a link. Okay.
Yeah. Photo Buckets being a cocksucker.
Yeah, it's not working at all. You suck. You just advertised your live journal. Everyone make very rude comments in his live journal then. Because he didn't post the pictures.
Photo bucket of shit.
My pictures
work.
Like
a comment.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
Huh? Huh?
Do you have anything
What'd
to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really upset that you're paranoid enough to bust me last time.
Well,
on that email.
That's what happens when you're.
That was going to be a show pitch too.
Well, it didn't work out so well, did it? It wasn't convincing enough. You're not the story weaver Sean is, I guess.
No. No.
It's like I saw right through it. As soon as I start reading like the fourth paragraph, and it was like, you know what? I don't believe this kid was actually in a camp. At all.
No, because they don't beach you, really.
And you don't get to see your parents till the end. Like, there's no visitation in the middle, so... Yeah,
well, that's what I get for watching 2020.
That's right. You got busted. You got busted.
Yeah. He minds if it's by me, because I don't, you know, pay attention much past two or three lines.
Yeah, you gotta send it to Smokey first.
Yeah. You might... I get enough email of stuff I don't want to read, so you might slip it past me.
So we've got 12 minutes left, and there's a couple more phone calls. Do you have anything else profound to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There needs to be more damn people who listen to Rant Radio in, like, Atlantic Canada, because I want to throw, like, a Rant meetup.
Yeah.
Because I'm known for, like, throwing concerts and, like, parties around here. But
are you now?
I can't throw any Rant meetups because there's no one else who listens to Rant Radio out here besides me.
How
and
do
I
you
hand
know?
Out well, so many... How I hand out so many stickers.
How do you know they don't listen? Did you put a Rant meetup in the forum?
Yeah.
For Atlantic Canada? Oh, well, I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
Did you think it through?
You better do that then. Maybe there are some people and they're just waiting for looking for it. You do have like 700 people in the forums.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just waiting on you.
Yeah.
No one ever emails like the web, like, you know, Atlantic Slap, you know.
Well,
so
maybe they don't listen to your show, but there are many, many, many people who go to the forums. So put it in there, into the Rant Meets, and see what happens. I mean, you could just have it in perpetuity sitting there and wait for enough people to reply to it.
I mean, look, man, don't take that personally. I mean, because I get email, but nobody emails me because of this show. Okay.
I don't think we hardly ever get email because of this show.
I don't even get hate mail.
Well, lucky you, we don't get hate mail.
Oh, I do.
Not for this show, I mean, though.
No.
I want to get hate mail so I can read it.
I can send you some of mine.
Okay, I'll read your hate mail.
We just substitute the names for your name. Richard, I hate you, you're a fascist.
And I'm going to start my own station to crush you. Well, go ahead.
Are we done? Yep. Long pauses suck. So
yes,
say goodbye.
Wait, okay. People are on the land again. I've got through to people now. Wow.
What?
Anyways, never mind.
Okay.
Sim, you rock. Smokey, you rock. I've been dreaming tonight, and everyone rocks.
You had what tonight?
He's been drinking.
Oh, you've been drinking. I love you, man. I love you.
Which is cool because I was half drunk when I did Mark and Daryl earlier.
You've sobered up now for our show?
Yeah, now that we're done, I'm sober.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll send you a wireless headset if you want to lay in bed and do the show. I'll send you like a wireless headset.
Well do that anyway because I need one.
He's got to post links and stuff. He's not going to be that lazy, so.
Yeah, but the wireless headset would be
It helps,
nice.
I guess, yeah. Okay, we're hanging up on you.
Get a wireless key.
We're hanging up on you.
I love you.
I know.
Don't hang up.
I love you guys, yeah.
See ya. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye. We don't have enough time to have everyone. Bye-bye. Let's get Austin Wolfclaw, just because we've never talked to him before.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Well, you know, he was the one that was posting the other radio station link in it.
So we
got to
bitch him out on the air.
Well,
Austin Wolfclaw, you are a spamzor. Don't do that ever again, please. Thank you.
I did that. I'm sorry, okay? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. I'm here in a room that has a light burned out, and I just want to ask you a quick question.
You have the best voice ever.
Well, thank you. I'm the host of my own radio show every Saturday at 11. What do you expect?
Oh, my God. You got to get on our station. You're so good. Yeah. That's a hilarious voice.
Well,
oh, my God.
I'm 24 years old, man. 24 years old. I'm hanging in there. I'm having a good time. Anyway, I wanted to know, on the last episode of Two Cents, Two said that he was going to be a special guest on your show. I'm not sure if it was this show or another show.
It was this show, sir.
Was it the show? Is he going to be on it, though?
we're gonna have him on again. It's just that it sucked last week. The bandwidth was not there.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on again. We had problems.
You know what? You gotta send an email to Smokey. Smokey, hook this guy up. Oh my god!
This was last week. He was on last week.
yeah, he was.
Oh damn, I missed it.
It's in the archives if you want to listen to the awful, awful show. Yeah, we'll get him on again.
Don't worry. I mean, your show's great. I bet you it'll be a lot better than mine eventually.
Oh, my God. Okay, have you ever watched, I'm guessing you're in the States, Austin Wolfclaw.
I'm in the state of Michigan.
Okay, there's a guy on Canadian television. His name is Nardwar the Human Serviette.
What?
You may have never heard of him, but He has a very, very similar voice to you, and he cracks me up. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I've got a chibi voice that'll probably make you keel over like those guys in Footy Cootie, FLCL.
So when is it I can listen to your show, dude? I'm, like, so intrigued right now. Seriously.
Every Saturday, it's live every Saturday, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Or you can go to my website at www.furnation.com/AustinWolfClaw/WolfDenRadio.html. There you can download the show.
Okay. Can you send me an email, okay, buddy? Can you do that?
Send you, who is this? This is Simmering?
No. I'm Smokehouse.
Smokehouse, okay, I'll send it to you. Smokehouse at rentradio.com?
Yay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You got it.
Excellent. I think I sent you an email already concerning the show.
Oh,
I don't think I got it.
I just sent it and... okay. You know, you're going to have to sip through your 1,396 emails or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
But it's in there somewhere, you know?
Well, I don't see it yet, so...
right. You'll probably find it. Unless your email provider has, like, a limit and says, uh-oh, you've gone over.
That's possible.
Yeah, you gotta get on that email thing, you know. I don't even receive any emails. I mean, AustinWolfClawPodcast.net, drop me a line, you know.
I'm sure you'll get some.
Yeah, and I'll read them off at the next show. I'll be sure to. Okay?
Oh, for sure.
You're gonna get some email now, buddy. You just hit the big time, trust me.
just based on your voice alone. Like, that's a huge plus for giving you a job here. Oh my God!
I'm tempted to give you a job right now, but I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen to your show first, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. Thanks for phoning in. Definitely.
Hey, no problem. Take care. Bye now.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Dude, seriously, that just made my day. I'm not kidding. That's the best call. If we were ever to actually have good enough content to do like a best of Rant Speak CD, that would be like lead off right there.
Oh my God, we got to have him on the show again.
That kicks ass.
He's got so much energy in his voice. Just it's oozing energy.
And just think, if I put him on the air, we can be called sellouts again.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
I'm selling out right now. I'm cashing the checks.
Oh yeah, they're rolling in. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, Amex says that guy needs to be on American Idol.
Oh,
that's so good.
That's the coolest shit ever.
Okay, we're gonna take one more call. Who should we do? Email is awesome. Is playing. Let's just skip that. Let's do two more calls. We're going to make them really quick. K16 and then Pinion Blue, and we're out of here. K16, give him a call. And we'll end off on Pinion Blue because he's always cool.
Yeah, he better not talk about that stupid I Love Bees thing like he did again this afternoon. I'll kick his ass.
He promised me he wouldn't. He's like, can I phone in? I said, law, I promise I won't talk about I Love Bees, even though we're talking about it right now. K16!
Holy crap, you guys got time for me to get in? Nice. Okay, I'll make this really quick because we're pretty much out of time.
Yep.
So, hey, how you two doing?
Good.
Now, the first question was actually already asked by Austin Wolfclaw because, well, it involves getting Two and DJ Pulse invited to the show after the bandwidth issues are fixed.
Yes.
So, it's already asked. Okay. The second thing I wanted to ask is, or not ask, but say, I think the second female caller should be Pern's girlfriend as proof that he actually has one.
That's a really good idea. Purden, if you're still listening.
But I don't know if Purden's mom would stay up that late.
That's true. Would Purden's girlfriend be allowed over to his house at 12:30 at night?
You can prove it, so she'll have to give it a try somehow.
You completely missed that joke. You so blew it.
I did. I totally forgot. What? Should we rewind, or is it worth it?
No. God damn it. I hate you. That was good, too.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm gonna go now. Have a good night, you too. Later.
Yep, you too. Bye. Good suggestion. That was really good. Pardon, if you're listening, we need your girlfriend on so we can ask her very personal questions about you.
Yeah, and what I said was I don't know if his mom would stay up that late.
Oh,
See, blew it now. It was funny a minute ago.
Yeah, it was. Now it's just sad and lonely. Pinion Blue, let's give him a call.
Hey, what's going on?
Holy cow, you're loud. Good. Well, not too much. We're doing a radio show. We're just wrapping it up here. 2 minutes left on my little counter for my VCR, it says. And that includes the time I have to play the outro.
You know, you can always just keep on going with the show.
No, because then I wouldn't be able to record it, and that would be very upsetting to me.
Actually, you know what? I could probably do it.
Smokey, you could go on the air for 6 hours tonight after I sign off. I don't really care. I'm going I'm going to bed.
No, I'm just saying. That's all right. You know what? You sound the best tonight you've ever sounded, though.
That's me?
Odd. Yeah.
In what terms?
You really do sound good, dude.
In what terms? Like
For me, you're totally clean, which has never happened before.
Oh, the connection.
You're both totally clean for me.
The connection, okay. I thought, the ball or really excited or something. No, it's just the connection. No I sounded just as horrible as every other week.
You guys got a promotion on G4 Tech TV.
Did we really?
Yeah.
How?
Kevin Rose's show, The Screensavers.
Yeah.
Really?
He was doing a segment on stream ripping for one of his dark tips, and he queued up the video screen. And you guys were up there with, Rant Radio Industrial was up there with, a whole bunch of other,
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Anybody get
it? This was, 2 weeks ago. I can't find the torrent for it, but I'd send it to you if I could.
If you know the day, if somebody can find out what day it is, I know they torrent them on Supernova. So all the torrents are up there for G4 screensavers. So if somebody can find out
the quality
is
bad though, so you really can't see Rant Radio in there. But I was watching it on TV and it was really clear.
Oh,
did he actually mention us?
No, he didn't mention you. It basically he queued up all the streams that he was wanting to rip for the stream ripping second. Yeah, he did all those, and basically you guys were I think third in the stream list.
What program did he use to stream rip?
I think it was Stream Ripper. I can't remember the name.
Was it Stream Jacker? Was it Stream Jacker?
No, it's Station Ripper. Station Ripper. That's the one.
That corporate whore bastard. He should have used, because Stream Jacker's ours.
I like Kevin Rose. Yeah. I like Kevin Rose for the record.
Oh, he's okay.
Oh yeah, and about Kevin's Purden, a good guy. Yeah, about Purden getting a girlfriend. Satan just called. Hell froze over.
he's putting on, he's lacing up his ice skates and going to work. We're out of time on the VCR, so thank you for that very, very informative piece of information.
Yeah,
you guys are welcome.
Thanks. I'll just write Kevin and ask him.
Yeah, that
would
be
good. He knows who I am, so I can just ask him.
Hey, Smokey, sorry about busting your chops early on the Mike and Mark and Dare show. That was too good, though. I had to.
Dude, it's okay. I mean, there are just things that irritate me, and the world must know about it. You know?
Hey, that thing irritates me, too. I'm not mentioning it anymore, so don't even worry about it.
Right.
All right, buddy. We got to say goodbye.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So another good call from Pinion Blue, as always. So we're out of here. Till next week. Sorry to cut you off. We got to go.
That's okay. Bye.
So we'll see you next week, same time, 11 p.m. Pacific time.
Hopefully on both streams.
I'm going to try and get a fix for next week. Hopefully.
Bye-bye, bitches.
So, bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
You know that feeling? That the whole country is 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it.
You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.